Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Test 1, 2. Here we go. Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. I don't know what happened there. Sorry about that. As you can tell, not David Swope in the booth this morning. Spencer Hill filling in as David Swope is getting ready for our Ace of Spuds Poker Run 3 going on this morning down at Cars and Coffee. Going to be starting up here shortly. Again, cars are probably already down there. We're going to check in with him here in a couple segments, but we got a really full show today. It's going to be a fun one, guys. It is opening weekend for racing in New Mexico. I believe 4 out of the 6 tracks here in New Mexico have their opening day today, whether that's a practice or a race day. Really looking forward to that. We're going to jump into that in just a second. But like I said, big show today. We're also going to check in with the new general manager down at Votto Speedway Park. Again, they've been sidelined due to the coronavirus for about 14 months now, so haven't seen a green flag in a really long time. I believe last time they had a green flag down there, I might have been racing. I want to say it might have been around Turkey Bowl time. So we'll check in with Chris Steppen here shortly about that one. But big, big day, opening weekend. Albuquerque Dragway, they're getting their stuff ready to go with Streets of Strip. Sandia Speedway, they got practice. A lot going on around the state, and we are going to cover it for you here in the next hour. Really looking forward to that. And, of course, Poker Run 3, like I just talked about. Little teaser, guys. We're going to be giving away a scorecard so you can go hopefully win some money on the house this morning. Really looking forward to that. Again, more with David Swope here in just a little bit. But we got our man with the Unser Racing Museum event calendar, RJ Lees, on the phone. RJ, what's going on, bud?
Hey, Spencer, how's it going, my man? Doing good at the radio station. I'm actually out here with David at the same Cars and Coffee event. So great to be out here.
Hey, man, I'm really looking forward to this Poker Run 3 this morning. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to jump into that later on in the show. But first and foremost, opening weekend here in Albuquerque. It's also opening weekend in Roswell, Votto. We got a lot going on. So let's just jump right into it, dude. Albuquerque Dragway, what do we got?
Yeah, that's our main one that we're going to be talking about because the opening weekend where everything's going to start off. So it's actually going to be this whole weekend, so March 20th and the 21st. It's going to be their street-to-strip event to get everything started, where the gates are going to open at 11 a.m. It's going to be at 4 p.m. I know the Costas brothers are out there going to be having a good time, and it's going to be really fun to see some racing out there at the drag strip finally.
Yeah, we've been talking to the Costas. It seems like almost every week just begging them, hey, when are you guys going to open up the dragway? Everybody's really looking forward to it. Well, folks, today's the day, and I'm going to tell you how you can get in to that event general admission-wise for free here in just a little bit. But in 2021, I want to remind everybody that Albuquerque Dragway can stay open as long as Bernalillo County stays in the yellow or better conditions. So that's very key out there. Make sure that when we're doing everything out there, we're along protocol, social distancing, masks on where you need to have masks. We got to follow these rules, guys, if we want racing to continue here in New Mexico. So very important that we keep that in mind as we roll through the race of the rest of the Unser Racing Museum event calendar as we have a test and tune coming up, RJ.
Yeah, we're keeping up, trying to do our best as possible. It's the first week in Albuquerque where we're in the 70s, so the perfect weather and everything's going to be out here ready for racing. At Sandia Speedway this weekend, it is going to be the Clay Oval Test and Tune from 11 to 3. So you're going to do a little bit of dirt racing out there. Please go out to Sandia and support some great racing.
Yeah, RJ, I think you just brought up a good point. I just brought up the weather just now. 75 degrees and sunny today. Literally the perfect conditions to go watch some racing. Hope everybody can make it out to Albuquerque Dragway, whether that's through our poker run or just going out and either running down the strip or just supporting Robert Costa and his team over there. Hopefully they can get everything together. And, of course, Sandia Speedway, like you just mentioned, test and tune, 11-3 today. I know a lot of teams looking forward to this first chance at tasting the clay here in 2021. People have been working their butts off all winter long, trying to get their cars ready to go. Mine's still not together. I'm not going to make it out there, but I know that my teammate this year, Travis Oldfield, he has his started and ready to rip. Again, Caleb Stelzik, he's going to make a run at the Rookie of the Year honors in the sprint car division. He's got his car ready to go out there. And a lot of the Fender guys, too, they've been working hard. If they aren't in Bristol, they're going to be out there today.
Man, that's awesome to hear, Spencer. And keeping up with the local theme, of course, we always try to keep the local racing out here in New Mexico first. We're going to go to Alien, where it's going to be their opening night. It's tonight, March 20th, where the gates are going to open at 5, where you have your USRA Modified, your USRA Lim Mods, USRA Hobby Stocks, and Stock Cars, the Legends, and Junior Cyclones all out there. So a ton of different types of racing that is down there at Alien, and great stuff to come all over New Mexico.
Yes, and just on the other side of this segment, we're going to talk about how you can watch both the action from Alien Motor Speedway and Votto Speedway Park this year online through FYE TV. So more on that here on the other side, but let's go to Votto Speedway, where we have the season opener and the first time that we've seen a green flag out there in over 14 months, RJ.
Yeah, so if I remember you talking about, you actually might be there kind of a week earlier, kind of get everything started. But the first event that I find on Votto is their Winter Meltdown, which is actually going to be the second weekend of April, which is the 9th and the 10th, with the Modifieds, B-Mods, Stock Cars, and Legends, where they have a few events that have to be rescheduled, but hopefully they're kind of the same boat of Albuquerque Dragway. As long as we're in the yellow, they're going to be open and great racing out there.
Yes, and I'll have a lot more information on how they are doing that this evening. They have a really cool system that they've put in place with their ticket sales to make sure that everybody's socially distanced and safe things are happening down there. I'm so happy, RJ, that we finally get to have fans in the stands, too. Not only do we have racing, but we're starting to safely welcome fans out there as well. Very important to me, and I know you.
Of course. No, it's great to hear, and we need people out there supporting the racers, and once everything opens up, we're going to get better at it. And then the next events that are even coming up, they're going to just slowly grow and great racing out in Albuquerque. I'm going to go to Two Wheels now, or I'm going to go to Moriarty MX, where I still love that the Race for Our Rights protest. It's round two of their event with a practice on Saturday, races on Sunday, the first weekend of April, which is the 3rd and the 4th.
Love our Two Wheels stuff. How about some drifting?
Yeah, so they have this great event at the Southwest Drift Social, where it's an open test day. That's actually going to be the same day, April 3rd. And they have, I mean, a whole day full of different cars and different events, where it's going to start at noon all the way to 7 p.m. So it's going to be a great, full, fun day of racing out there.
And not only do we
have drifting.
Yes, gotta love our drifting friends out there at Sandia. Great time, always had down there. So much fun to watch those drifters go around in a just total smoke show. I don't know how they afford all those tires. Those guys are insane. But, hey, we also got some stuff going on more on the national scene. What do we got with World of Outlaws?
Yeah, World of Outlaws, they've been having some great events. Of course, they choose and they could travel a little more with their events. So their next event is going to be today in Page, Texas. It's the Dry Bean Texas Two-Step presented by American Lube Supply at the Cotton Bowl Speedway. So, I mean, just everything that's amazing out there, where World of Outlaws, they travel all through Florida, Texas, Ohio, I know, Pennsylvania, some great events where they're going to be finding time to race.
And, of course, one of our hosts, David Swope's favorites, let's roll through the car shows. You got to start with the biggest one. I know you're out there for a reason, RJ. Poker Run 3.
Yeah, so we're out here. This is actually going to be the first stop of our New Mexico Motorsports Resort report represents the Poker Run 3. So we're out here, of course, with all our friends. We have Stevie Cruz out here. We're actually hosting the radio show right now. So they're listening to us as we speak. Going to get a few people over to support Yearwood, support our Poker Run, and have a great day of events going on. So well, that is going on today, y'all.
That's great to hear. Quick shout out to everybody that's listening over at Cars and Coffee right now. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope you guys can come over and visit my buddies Stevie Cruz, RJ Lees, and David Swope, and get your scorecard ready to go, and go win yourself some cold hard cash this afternoon. That's going to be a fun time, man. We do have a couple other car shows coming up, though, including one today in Santa Fe for those of our listeners that are heading up that way.
Yeah, so what's been going on, there's been a lot of these kind of like business boosts and compliant kind of raises that are going on. So the Cars and Crabs are going on. It's a COVID compliant event where it's from 12 to 3, where it starts at the Kraken Crab out in Santa Fe. And then they go around to different businesses. They have their own trail where, you know, you go to different people who support cars and support great, just park and shines out there in Santa Fe. So go out there if you're in the area, go out and support. There's a lot of events like it out there.
And that does it for at least the next couple of weeks for car shows, RJ. Hey, thank you for coming on this morning and still helping us out with the Unser Race Museum event calendar. I know you always work really hard with that, man. Thank you very much.
Hey, Spencer, it's what I'm here for, my man. We'll be listening to the rest of the show, and hey, hope to see you out there soon.
Yeah, so again, thank you, RJ, and for all of you listening over at Cars and Coffee, head over to where you're hearing this right now. Go pick up your scorecard. If you're out and about in Albuquerque right now, go over to Cars and Coffee. That's basically over by Hello Deli, over by the Journal Center. Go down there. You can't miss it. It's where all the coolest cars are hanging out right now this morning, and let's have some fun today, man. Poker Run 3 going on. A lot more coming up after this break. We're going to talk to the general manager of the new Votto Speedway Park.
Hey, race fans. This is NASCAR team owner, Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Swope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. Is now a good time to save on a new Toyota?
It sure is. With great deals now through March 31st, you can ready, set, go get your Toyota today.
Right now, get up to $1,750 cash back on RAV4. Visit Toyota.com for other great deals. Toyota, let's go places.
Cashback from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. varies by region. See dealer for details. All friends, March 31st, 2021.
Visit your Albuquerque Santa Fe Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Has COVID-19 affected your education? Not sure how to get back on track? Let the New Mexico National Guard Youth Challenge Academy help. Located in Roswell, NMYCA is a free program that offers youth ages 16 to 18 an opportunity to earn a GED, 19 to 23 college credits, vocational training, and valuable life coping and job skills. If you or someone you know would like more information on this great opportunity, contact a recruiter at 505-476-2500 or visit the website at nmyca.net.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code LIMO for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code LIMO for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIMO.
Hi, Raquel here from JPR. Did you know we have added two construction supply stores? The same great customer service you can expect from our gravel team is now available from our team at our supply stores in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. Anything from concrete tools and stamps, rebar, Wackernewson equipment such as plate tampers, concrete vibrators, generators, and even rollers and skidsters. Whether it's a big construction project or a do-it-yourself gravel or concrete job, think of the JPR team. Also, your home for the tow-away ready-mix concrete carts. Visit us at jprnm.com for all locations and products.
For almost 50 years, Clark's Pet Emporium has been your pet's favorite stop.
Thank you for your continued business during this time of crisis. Clark's still has curbside pickup and free delivery in the Albuquerque metro area, keeping you and your pets safe. Locally owned and operated, with two convenient locations for all your pet needs. Clark's is committed to you and your pets. Shot clinics are also available by walk-in. Check the website for days and times. 11200 Manal or 4914 Lomas. ClarksPets.com.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
Hey guys, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. Again, Spencer Hill sitting in for David Swope this morning as he is over hosting our Poker Run 3 at Cars and Coffee over by the Journal Center. Thank you to everybody that's already over there checking that out. More on that here in just a minute. But what I want to talk to you guys about now is the Votto Speedway Park. It's been a little over 14 months since we've seen a green flag over there. And in that time, they've got a new general manager who has done nearly every job I've seen available in dirt track racing. I caught up with him just a few days ago. Let's hear from it. Chris Steppen online now.
And now I'd like to welcome to the show longtime announcer and general manager of the Votto Speedway Park, Clayton, Wisconsin zone, Chris Steppen. Chris, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, man. First of all, thank you for joining us today. I know you've been super busy trying to get everything tied together, but you have a lot of exciting stuff coming up at the Votto Speedway Park, including tonight's season opener at Votto Speedway. You guys have sprint cars, late models, B-mods, super trucks, claimers, and a lot of fun coming up. I know you guys haven't been able to take a green flag in over 14 months. How excited are you to get going?
Excited is probably an understatement. You know, I came here from Minnesota, as you know, a year and 2 months ago, so about 14 months ago. And then, you know, the pandemic hit. So you're right. We haven't had an event since I've been the general manager, and I've been here over a year. So, you know, the positive part of the pandemic, if there is such a thing, is it's actually given us time to finish a lot of projects. You know, there were several VIP suite buildings not completed. There were, you know, just a handful of things that it's given us some time to get done. So the facility will look a little different than when fans were there in 2019 or at that World of Outlaws show in January of 2020. But man, everybody, me included, is really, really excited for the opener. Our phone has been going crazy, Facebook messages, texts, tweets, all that stuff. So it should be really fun.
So when it comes to fans later on this evening, how is that going to work? You guys are operating at a limited capacity, and you guys are trying to practice social distancing, I'm sure. Talk to us a little bit about how it's going to be a little different since the fans have been there last.
Yeah, good point. It's probably going to be a lot different for a lot of fans who haven't been, you know, to a auto racing or any sporting event in general. We basically, what we've done is we're at 25% capacity, so we can only sell 25% of our grandstand capacity in tickets. So what we've done is we have put an online ticket sale platform together so fans can go right on our website and buy tickets. When they choose the tickets, depending on how many tickets they buy, the system automatically blocks out the seats behind, in front, and next to it. So it automatically social distances, which is really cool. We've also got a lot of different things going on. We've got 6-foot lines and 6-foot markings everywhere, you know, in front of the concessions, in front of the ticket windows, beer stands, pit booth, registration, everywhere that groups would potentially maybe get together. We've got tons of hand sanitizer stations posted all over the facility. Masks are required for fans, and that's going to be something that, you know, some people are positive pro fan, some or pro mask, some people aren't. But in order for us to be open, it's just one of those requirements. When people are moving around anywhere in the facility, they'll be required to wear a mask. So hopefully that goes somewhat smoothly. you know, and otherwise we've done everything we've needed to do. We are New Mexico Safe certified. We've completed that course like all restaurants and food vendors are required to do. So we've done that. And yeah, I think we're ready.
Are you guys going to be able to serve food? I know that was one of the questions that came up, and I didn't know the answer to that. What about concessions or if people need to have food and drink?
Yep, we are. Our concession stand will be fully open. We are ready to go. Food orders coming in. We'll be all stocked and ready to go here today. We've got all of our beverage orders. Everything else is in and ready to go. So fans, all they need to do is come through the gate, and we've got everything they're going to need.
Now, while some things are going to be different this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, there are some things that are going to be the same, such as what is, in my opinion, one of the best facilities I've ever been to as far as dirt track racing goes. What were some of your first impressions when you first saw Votto Speedway Park?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if anybody knows me at all, or if they happen to follow me on social media or whatever, they know that I travel to a ton of racetracks, and mm-hmm. and I've been to, I think it's 253 of them or something like that right now. So you know, for a guy like me who's been to a lot of racetracks, to come here for the first time, it was very impressive. You know, there's pretty much every amenity a person would want. And, you know, it's funny, sometimes when people ask, you know, what's your best amenity of the racetrack, sometimes we say the restrooms. And as weird as that sounds, yeah, they are the nicest restrooms I have ever seen at an auto racing facility. I mean, they're beautiful. There's tons of them. You know, so for, you know, we talk about female experience a lot, and we want to make sure that the females that come have a good experience. And that's one thing people hear a lot around the country is restrooms are dirty and disgusting. Well, they're not here. They're beautiful. They're cleaned weekly. It's a good spot. But man, you know, from the lighting to the track layout to the concrete pads in the pit area to the concrete concourse, everywhere you walk when you come in the gate, you're walking on concrete. There's no dirt. There's no gravel. There's no nothing. The VIP suites are incredible. We've got 16 of those, and they rival any VIP suite at a professional sporting event. I mean, they're beautiful. There's flat screens, private bathrooms, leather furniture, air conditioning, refrigerator stocked. I mean, it literally is one of the top five facilities in the country for sure.
And now I know that I met you through your time with USMTS when you would come through Las Cruces, but that's just a very small part of your racing resume. You've done literally almost every job I could possibly think of when it comes to a racetrack. How does a guy like you end up in Votto? How did that come together?
Yeah, that's a good story. So you're right. About 15 years ago, Royal Jones and I met at a race in Arizona that I happened to be announcing I think it was a Thanksgiving weekend event or sometime November event. Like I said, from Wisconsin originally, but lived in Minnesota my adult life. And so I would fly to Arizona and announce the winter shows because we didn't have racing in Minnesota and Wisconsin. So Royal and I met whatever year that was, 15, 16 years ago. And he said, man, you should come over and announce at my track. So we ended up getting set up for either later in that fall or in the spring, however that worked. And I went into the Southern New Mexico Speedway at the time and announced a Winter Meltdown Fall Nationals, whichever event that was, and basically got hooked and started flying to Las Cruces twice a year, once in March and once in November every year for about 15 years, a couple times to El Paso Speedway Park, a couple times here and there as well. And then, you know, throughout our relationship, Royal would say, hey, maybe you should move here and run my tracks for me. You know, he was either between managers or looking for a new one or whatever it might have been. And I just wasn't ready to leave the Midwest. You know, that's where I'm from. And obviously the weather and everything here is a whole lot different than there. So finally, when he built Votto Speedway Park, same thing. He called me one day and said, hey, when you come down this fall to announce the Fall Nationals, we need to go to lunch. We need to talk. So we sat down and we talked and he threw a pitch at me and you know, I actually initially said no and wow. went back to Minnesota and thought it over and kind of talked to my inner circle a little bit and kind of bounced the idea off of them. And finally we kind of agreed to a deal and here we are.
Wow. That's a pretty crazy story there. So when we talk about the Votto Speedway Park and everything that comes to it, there's a lot of special events that are going to highlight the 2021 season. I know that we did lose quite a few. I know the World of Outlaws, unfortunately, weren't able to come through this year. And, of course, COVID-19 had taken away a lot of it, too. But there are still a lot of special events to highlight here in the 2021 season. What are some of those?
Yeah, we're going to kick off with one here in just a couple of weeks. You know, the Winter Meltdown used to be a staple the first weekend of March here at the other track when the track was at the fairgrounds. That event went away a couple of years ago, and we have brought it back. So it was scheduled to be the first weekend of March, and of course we lost that due to not being able to be open yet. But we just pushed it back to the second weekend of April, so it's the 9th and 10th. So it's a two-day show, two complete shows, pretty big paying money for the modified, so we should see quite a few of the traveling modified drivers in town that weekend. So that's the first big one. We've got Memorial Day weekend, of course, is 360 sprint cars, both days, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday. We've got, of course, the big fireworks show coming up on the 11th of July. That's always a huge hit here from what everybody tells me. We've got the Labor Day weekend, another 360 sprint car weekend, doubleheader on Saturday, Sunday. And then, of course, we do all that fun stuff in the fall, right? We do the big three-day fall nationals on the 22nd to 25th of October. That thing will be huge as always. We've got the big Turkey Bowl on Thanksgiving weekend coming up in November. And then if you just kind of look through our schedule, we've got some things kind of dotted in there throughout the year that I think fans will like. You know, we're doing a $5 admission night, depending on what city you live in. If you live in the city that's listed that day, you present your ID and you get in for $5. It's kind of a way for us to give back to the fans and let new fans maybe come in who, you know, maybe $15 is a little too high for them on a regular weekend. Well, they get to come in for $5 that night. We've got a cool Easter event. We've got some neat stuff throughout the schedule. I think the fans will really like it.
And the great thing, too, is if you're not able to attend in person, maybe you're out of town or maybe you are a little more worried about COVID-19 and the protocols that are going on, there's a way to watch online, too, through FYE Motorsports and FYE TV, right?
There is. So our live streaming platform started in 2016, very small. We've expanded that exponentially here in the last year or so, but every single event at Votto Speedway Park will be live streamed starting tonight. WatchFYE.TV is where fans can go. It'll just follow the prompts. They can buy the pay-per-view. It's very affordable. And again, you can sit at home on your couch with a beer and watch what we got going on here. If you, like you said, you know, the reason we did it is there are some people who are just maybe aren't ready to be around crowds yet. You know, they're concerned about COVID. They're just concerned about, you know, being in public, and that's perfectly fine. There's also people, like you also said, maybe they're out of town and they want to watch their family member race, their friends race, somebody that they sponsor, whatever it is. So we've given them opportunity every single event. I think we have 39 events plus two monster trucks on the schedule. So right around 40 events, fans will be able to watch every one of them online at Watch FYE TV if they want to.
Well, that's great. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today. Before I go, though, how can fans get tickets one more time?
Yep, couple options. So any day during the week, they can go to VottoSpeedwayPark.com. Right on the top of the homepage, there's a ticket link. Click that ticket link, and it's very easy. They click on the date they want to buy tickets. There's a calendar that pops up. They click on that date, and then it follows them right through. If they want adult, if they want reserved, if they want general admission, and whatever they want to buy, they can buy them right there. Or they can obviously come to the racetrack starting at 5 o'clock on race day and buy tickets right at the window.
Chris, thank you again. I'm really looking forward to coming down April 3rd for the first non-wing show. I'm sure we'll have a little bit more to talk about then. Good luck this evening, and I hope you guys have a great show.
All right, man. I appreciate it. We'll look forward to see you.
All right. Have a good one.
And again, a big shout out to Chris Steppen. Thank you for taking the time with us here at New Mexico Motorsports Report. I got to take another break, but when we come back on the other side, we're going to tune in to the Poker Run 3 with David Swope. Stay tuned. You're listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
Ray Birmingham and your Lobo baseball team is back and travel to Manhattan, Kansas to play three games against Big 12 opponent Kansas State this weekend.
Driven to right field. It is deep. It is gone!
Robert Portnoy will have the call Friday at 5, Saturday at 3, and Sunday at noon.
Deep left. Forget about this one. Way back and out of here!
Presented by UNM Sports Properties and ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
CarPros Auto Sales is open for business. We're located on 4th Street, just south of Montaño. CarPros has financing for everyone. Stop by and visit myself, Hubert, or Clint and look over 100 vehicles, or go to carprosabq.com and shop online. Tell them, Laney.
Be looking for a pre-owned car. Low miles, great shape, can't beat the price. Well, no need to go too far. For a trusted team that'll treat you right, high credit or low. Locally owned, yeah, everybody knows it's CarPros.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and we are your true locally owned and operated VA mortgage broker. As a broker, we have helped many veterans get into homes with little or no money out of pocket. This is done by lender credits. It works like this. Our rate is consistently 0.25% to 0.75% lower than other lenders in New Mexico. If we just match the rate of other lenders, we won't keep the profit on the higher rate. We turn that money over to the veteran. These lender credits can save the veteran thousands of dollars in closing costs. There is no reason lenders should be charging such high rates on VA loans. So I encourage all veterans looking to purchase or refinance to shop that mortgage around. Don't take a higher rate if you don't need to. And if you do, let us pay your closing costs. Call Indigo Mortgage at 836-5700. That's 836-5700 or on the net at indigomortgage.net. NMLS 188-348.
March into Dream Style Remodeling this month and get huge savings on hot tubs and swim spas by Cal Spa and Jacuzzi. We're taking $1,000 off the price and offering a full year of no interest payments or choose low monthly payments. From small to large, Dream Style has the hot tub to fit your budget. And look at the Cal Swim Spa, combining a hot tub and a swimming pool. $1,000 off select models of hot tubs and swim spas at Dream Style Remodeling, 1460 Renaissance, across from Sam's Club.
It's 4th and 12 to game. Time's ticking. You need a clutch play. Touchdown!
That's right. Julie here with Roadrunner Ready Mix. We come through when you need us and where you need us with superior concrete and reliable delivery. We use the highest quality mixes for every project, whether it's a foundation, a porch, sidewalk, or large office complex. Roadrunner has your project covered, so trust in us to quarterback your next concrete job. 891-0100. Roadrunner Ready Mix. 891-0100.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Denny Hamlin driving number 11 FedEx Express Toyota with Joe Gibbs Racing. You are listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And as I was teasing earlier, we have a really big day coming up with the Ace of Spuds Poker Run 3. Down there at Cars of Coffee right now, though, is the host of the show, the voice you all know, David Swope. What are you doing this morning, Dave?
Well, I'm hanging out here at Cars of Coffee, and the Corvette Club is out here and several other clubs, some drag cars as well. So glad to see that with the drag strip opening 11 o'clock, so just a few hours from now.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that. I know a lot of people have been stopping by Yearwood, getting their parts for tonight. I mean, street to strip. Looking forward to that one as well, Dave. It's going to be a big day. Probably, arguably, our biggest day since COVID started, right?
It's fantastic that it's starting to lighten up a little bit. The drag strip was basically, of course, the circle track as well, was kind of classified incorrectly. I think it's just a misunderstanding of what the venue is. I mean, there's fans in the stands, but there's just as many people that are there enjoying their passion of drag racing or circle track racing, as you know. We love to think that there's thousands and thousands in the stands, and of course we want to be sensitive to COVID, but there's just not as many people in the stands as people think. But there's a way to kind of enjoy both sides of that today. We're doing a poker run starting at 10 a.m., so you can still get involved. You can either buy your tickets online at nmmotorsportsreport.com/pokerrun. $25 a card. You have a chance to win $350, or even with low hand, you can still win $150. As well as you get with your card, you also your game card. You also get complimentary entry to the Wheels Museum. So I'm looking forward to seeing that a little later today. As well as you get into the drag strip. And as a fan, you get to be able to watch basically with your entry from the poker run. If you want to race, it's only $30, many passes as you want. So you can't really beat that. And that's where it should be going on instead of on the street. So glad to see that the track's back open, but you can get involved, by coming down here to Cars and Coffee, picking up a card right before 10. Make a run out to Car Crafters, Yearwood, the Wheels Museum, and then out to the drag strip. Quick little event. Get to drive around in your car. It's less than, it's about 2 hours in length. And you get a chance to win $350. what a better way to spend a Saturday morning.
Yeah, hard to beat that, Dave. I mean, not only are we allowing you entry into the Wheels Museum and Albuquerque Dragway, but heck, we might pay you to go do all that stuff today and go visit our friends over at Car Crafters, Yearwood Performance. And, it's just going to be a fun time out there. $25 per scorecard. Again, you're already out there at Cars and Coffee. Stevie Cruz is down there, too. What's the vibe like down there? Is everybody just ready to go do something?
They are. As a matter of fact, once the sun kind of crept up this morning, all of a sudden, boom, everybody showed up. There's probably a good 10, 12 Corvettes alone just parked over here on the north side. You've seen a couple of Porsches, of course, a lot of classic cars. Like I said, even a couple of drag cars, but people are milling around. And I tell you, they got masks on. I mean, they're definitely taking this seriously, but they're enjoying it. And not only that, I mean, it's supposed to be like 73 degrees today, man. What a beautiful day, to be able to head out to the strip and, just have some fun.
Yeah, you really can't beat it, Dave. And again, well, I want to go through the stops really quick one more time with everybody. First and foremost, we're at Cars and Coffee right now. Some of them are listening to us right now. If you're tuning in and listen live, thank you guys so much for showing up. Come over, grab a scorecard with us, have some fun today. But Cars and Coffee, first card pickup is going to be at 10 a.m. Then we're going to roll over to Car Crafters on Montaño. And then after that, we're going to go visit our buddy Costa at Yearwood Performance over there on 341 Eubank Boulevard Northeast. And then the last two stops are probably my two favorites for the day, David. We got the Wheels Museum, which if you've never been inside the Wheels Museum, it is everything that you can imagine. If you like locomotives, if you like classic cars, they have literally everything I could think of, and just the pure history of Albuquerque alone, too. It's down there on 1100 2nd Street Southwest down in Albuquerque. And if you show them our scorecard with Poker Run 3 today, they're going to let you in there to check it out for free. And last card pickup, that's going to be at 1 p.m. So last call at 1 p.m. at Albuquerque Dragway. And once again, thank you to Robert Costa and his team over there at Albuquerque Dragway, because with your scorecard, you get to go check out the street to strip today, Dave.
Well, and check this out, Spencer. Let's say that you're just waking up now and you're like, hey, I can't make it over to Cars and Coffee, but I can make it over to Yearwood. Well, just go to Yearwood and start at Yearwood. You can go any direction you want. The only place that's going to close down is the Cars and Coffee, because you and I are going to go out to the drag strip. Mm-hmm. So you could start at Cars and Coffee and you could pull your last two cards at the drag strip. You could start at Car Crafters, the one on Montaño. Andreas is going to be set up there at 10 o'clock. So by 10:30, all the rest of the stops will be open. You can pick up a card and go any direction that you want. Just make it out to the drag strip sometime between noon and no later than 1. I'm going to count the cards and make sure that they're all there. You could go online and buy your cards if you don't have cash on you. Can you imagine this? So you buy a card, you buy two cards, and you get a third one free. So for $50, you and a friend can participate in this. You got a third chance to win. And then at the end of the day, you win $350. Or even if it just goes really bad, you still got a chance to win $150.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has a chance today. That's the great part about everybody. This event, too. And like you said, buy two, get one free. There's always that third wheel friend that's always bumming money off you. Just cover him today. You got the buy two, get one free today. Not a problem. Cody, I'm talking to you, buddy. I got you covered today
exactly.
On a free one. But $25 a scorecard. Again, we're looking at cold hard cash today. Over at Cars and Coffee, not only do you get to see all these cool cars and you get to see the Wheels Museum, which I'm sure a lot of people might not even know about out there. I know it's a little bit hidden down there on 2nd Street. So many great locations. Our friends at Car Crafters, Yearwood. We couldn't do it without the support of a lot of businesses. So can you just give us a quick synopsis about who helps us with all these events?
Well, I'd like to first start off by giving a shout out to Steve Hadu and Steve's cruising with the oldies. He had a really tough year last year with all the events basically being canceled. He came out today and just helping us trying to grow this event. Of course, most of you know him from Super Nationals, right? You know, the yearly pilgrimage we make to the Mecca of car shows. So first off, I want to give a shout out to Stevie. So you can come out this morning. You can even listen to the show's playing right now. But you can come out, listen to a little bit of music, and then, of course, you know, you can do the poker run and head out to the drag strip. But you're absolutely right. Yearwood Performance, since the beginning, has been a supporter of our show. That's right. Since 2013, this has been the show. We wouldn't be doing this show without them. Of course, Albuquerque Dragway, even we're a sponsor last year, even though they were closed. So we got to give a shout out to them. Of course, Car Crafters, his whole team over there. I think they're at 5 locations because they've been consolidating some, but doing solid, solid business. Of course, the Wheels Museum, we've done fundraisers for them. They're a nonprofit organization, so shout out to them. And of course, there's so many other sponsors that we've had, you know, with the Couch Potato Car Show. And so you've got, you know, you got people like, you know, the Chill Zone, Burrito Express, you know, even Print Express is helping us with discounts on the printing. I mean, there's so many people involved. I'm sure I've forgotten some. If you remember any of them that I've forgotten, including, you know, so many other people that participate, but we couldn't do this if we weren't all passionate about cars, and loved racing and different things, that are going on. But, I mean, if I forgot anybody, Spencer, give them a shout out.
The only one that I think that you might have missed might be the New Mexico Runners with Andreas, but he's going to be absolutely covering us over at that third location. So really, I'm just looking forward to today, man. I can't wait to jet out of here and go help you guys out and go hang out with everybody. You mentioned the Couch Potato Car Show, too. We got another one of those coming up on Tuesday, April 6th. We've been having a lot of fun with that as well. Again, that's kind of in conjunction with this Ace of Spuds Poker Run 3. We've had so many fun things come out of what's been a unfortunate situation with COVID, Dave. And this is another one of them, these poker runs. We started out kind of small, and now we've grown. Again, thank you, Steve, for coming out this morning and playing this. And he's going to be playing some music for everybody out there in the next hour. And, again, we're going to start drawing cards at 10 a.m. But just a really, really fun time, Dave. And I'm excited for it, man. This is going to be a fun one.
Yeah, and you can't beat the weather. I mean, New Mexico is beautiful. So come out and enjoy us. We're out of cards and coffee right now. But looking forward to seeing you a little later, Spencer.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Dave. Thank you again for coming on the show today. And I'll see you in just a little bit, man.
Yep, you got it.
Again, David Swope down there with the Ace of Spuds Poker Run 3 at Cars and Coffee right now. 5 stops today. We got Cars and Coffee. That first card pickup is going to start at 10 a.m. Then we're going to roll over to Car Crafters on Montaño, Yearwood Performance on Eubank, the Wheels Museum down on 2nd Street. And the last card pickup is going to be at 1 p.m. at Albuquerque Dragway. And with your scorecard, you get to get in to Albuquerque Dragway for free for their street to strip. On the other side of the break, I'm going to let you guys know how you can win a free scorecard. So you're not going to want to change that dial. Stay right here. You're listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
This is Darrell Walter, 3-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
We are all looking for significance, and we all want to make our life matter. We want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves and change the lives of those around us. What better way to do that than to join us for life-changing services at Legacy Church? At Legacy Church, we're giving back to the community and bringing hope to those in need. We invite you to join us at Legacy Church. With 4 locations to choose from, there is a campus near you. Visit legacychurch.com for service times.
Inn of the Mountain Gods remains open and committed to your safety. Plan your cozy getaway to New Mexico's premier mountain resort and enjoy fun activities the whole family will love. For more information, visit innofthemountaingods.com.
Matt Adelsberger here, owner of Water Extraction Experts. Unfortunate flood, fire damage, or possible mold in your home or business? Call us, the Water Extraction Experts. Providing service within the hour, friendly and professional technicians. Please think locally owned and operated. Water Extraction Experts, 250-6500.
Hey, what you doing?
Drinking coffee. Why?
Well, American Home Furniture and Mattress is in the middle of its huge 85th anniversary savings event.
Yes, I know. We've been there for the past 2 weekends, and I am loving my new area rug. What are you thinking?
Well, with over 40 styles of sofas, love seats, and chofas in stock starting at just $4.99, I thought maybe we could spruce up the family room.
What's a chofa? Wait, just $4.99?
A chofa is a sofa with a chaise lounge so we can relax in comfort. And yeah, just $4.99.
You know, we could use a new bed in the guest room.
Right, and they've got Stearns and Foster, Tempur-Pedic, and Sealy is having its Sealy Spring event.
Ah, good savings.
Save up to $400 on Tempur-Pedic and the best-selling Sealy Hybrid.
Okay, you convinced me. Let's go. I'm sure there are amazing savings all over the store.
And we can always check out the back dock at the clearance center. Save up to 70% and the items change daily.
We can't miss those deals.
Right? I'll get the car keys. Meet you outside.
Hurry in now for the best savings. The American Furniture Outlet and Clearance Center. I-25 and Comanche.
What's in your closet? The hidden treasures in your home are worth instant cash or loans. At Crown Jewels and Coin, we pay top dollar for fine jewelry, diamonds, sterling silver, gold coins and bullion, even fine art and luxury goods. We also deal in Native American jewelry and art, plus Rolex and other fine watches. Bring us the treasures you no longer want, and we'll put them to work for the cash you need. Crown Jewels and Coin, for all you treasure. San Mateo, north of Candelaria.
You wouldn't overwater your elephant. It's wasteful, and it's not good for the elephant. For the same reason, you wouldn't overwater your yard. Remember to water by the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. 1 day per week in March, 2 days per week in April and May, 3 days per week in the summer, and ramp down again in the fall. It's the responsible way to weather the drought. A drought reminder from the Water Authority.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
Welcome back to New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. I want to remind everybody that today's show is brought to you by Yearwood Performance. Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been the home for go fast parts, giving you the edge on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges, and accessories, including the largest selection of hoses and fittings. Torco Racing Fuel is also ready to go in convenient 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance, located at 341 Eubank. Buy local, save time and money. YearwoodPerformance.com. Again, that's going to be another one of the stops today on the Ace of Spuds Boca Run 3. We're down at Cars and Coffee right now. Stevie Cruz playing us over the loudspeakers. Thank you again, guys, for tuning in. Appreciate Dave and RJ for calling into the radio this morning. Been a fun show so far. Again, opening weekend for all the tracks here in New Mexico. Really looking forward to it. From Votto, Alien, we got Albuquerque Dragway, Sandia Speedway's got a practice session coming up. A lot of fun stuff for all of our motorheads out there. Got two wheels coming up too later on here in the next couple of weeks. So fun time out there today. Make sure you go stop by our Poker Run 3. Again, first card pickup's going to be at 10 a.m. And here is how you can win a free scorecard, guys. Listen closely to this one. It's really easy. What I want you to do is the first person that can go up to our booth over at Cars and Coffee and show that they are following the Couch Potato Car Show on Facebook and shared our last post, you're going to get a free scorecard courtesy of Swope Real Estate. So again, one more time. Go over to our booth at Cars and Coffee. That's over near 7600 Jefferson Street Northeast. They're over there right now. We're all set up. We're getting ready to do our first card pickup at 10 a.m. What I want you to do is show the guys over at the booth that you are following Couch Potato Car Show on Facebook and shared the last post. And we're going to hook you up with a free scorecard and hopefully your shot at winning some cold hard cash. Again, high hand, $350 today. And if you suck at poker like I do, and you lose a lot of money usually. Well, you got a chance at winning some back today. $150 going to go out to Lohand. And if you really are just not having too much fun out there, seems like every card not going your way. RJ is giving you no good cards. Our guy over there at Yearwood Performance, you know, Andreas, he isn't hooking you up either. We always have 50-50 raffle cards going on over there as well. So we got a 50-50 raffle. Door prizes galore out there. Again, a lot of people made this happen. $25 a scorecard. Make sure to go visit our friends down at Cars and Coffee, 10 a.m. first card pickup. But like I said, a lot of racing going on. Again, on the national scene, I know that we haven't really been able to talk about it too much, but we have all three series racing this weekend at Atlanta Motor Speedway for NASCAR. John Hunter Nemechek starting on the pole in the truck series today with Kyle Busch back behind the wheel of that number 51. I want to know from you guys, man, how do you guys feel about that? How do you guys feel about the Cup guys coming into the lower series and racing? Do you feel like that's kind of like the NFL guys coming back down and playing with college? Let us know. Contact us on social media and tell us your feelings about that. Personally, I kind of like it. I like being able to go up against really tough competition such as Kyle Busch. I think it makes drivers like John Hunter Nemechek, you got Matt Crafton and Stuart Friesen and Ben Rhodes, they're all starting the top five today. It makes them really gauge their success right now and how they're doing. Again, we got Xfinity Series coming up too. That's later this afternoon. Austin Cindric on the pole for that. Jeb Burton, AJ Allmendinger, Brandon Brown, who had a phenomenal showing last time out with a top three. He starts fourth, and Harrison Burton rounds out your top five for the starting lineup in that. And then how about the Cup Series so far? We have been absolutely killing it as far as winners this year. I was talking to my buddy Jason just the other day. We might have our first season where we see 16 different winners in the playoffs. And that might not be impressive to some people, but to me, that is a really difficult task to make, to see that many different winners. We've already seen out of the five winners that we've had so far, three of them were not in the playoffs last year. Of course, Michael McDowell, Christopher Bell, they've both picked up wins so far this year. Kyle Larson, of course, he missed basically all of last season. He's going to start sixth on Sunday at Atlanta, right behind Chase Elliott, his teammate. Hopefully Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson can kind of figure out what's going on. Hendrick struggling a little bit over at Phoenix last weekend, where I was kind of expecting Chase Elliott to show a little bit better. Of course, he was your season champion last year at Phoenix the last time we were at the Speedway, and I think he almost could have lapped the field if it would have went green, and not the strongest showing for the number nine team down there last weekend. But restack the cards. Everything's different as we go to the very bumpy, abrasive Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend. Martin Truex Jr. going to be one to watch. He starts on the outside of the front row there. How about Kyle Busch, too? Starting 19th on Sunday. Pretty deep for the driver of the M&M's number 18 driver. Again, Austin Cindric, he's going to try to see how he does on a mile and a half for the first time in the Cup Series as well. So a lot of cool stories going through that. I want to remind everybody, too, that if you are looking at going to the dragway later on this evening for Street to Strip, we have a way to send you there through Ace of Spuds Poker Run 3. $25 a scorecard. Cars and Coffee is the place to be right now. We just heard from Dave Swope from down there at Cars and Coffee just a moment ago. Everybody's jazzed up. We have some classic cars, some drag cars even down there. Everybody getting ready to go. First card pickup going to be at 10 a.m. Last card pickup is at none other than our friends at Albuquerque Dragway. We're going to start the last card pickup at noon. Last call is going to be at 1 p.m. at Albuquerque Dragway. Don't forget that your scorecard gets you in to Albuquerque Dragway's opening day and the Wheels Museum. Thank you to both of those organizations for letting us partner with them for that. Again, that's a $15 value in the Wheels Museum. They work solely off of donations, so if you're able to donate to them, that'd be great as well. Well, guys, I got to jet out of here. I'm going to go over and meet Swope and the boys and Stevie Cruz. Again, thank you to him and RJ. And, of course, Kelly is always behind the glass for making all this happen. I'm going to go out there to Cars and Coffee. Come see you guys, man. Really looking forward to it. Thank you guys for tuning in to another great edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Churchill. Este es Tony Canan, el piloto del carro número 14 para ABC Supply, AJ Foyt Racing. Estás escuchando el New Mexico Motorsports Report con David Soap de la ESPN Radio 1017 de T.
Your New Mexico owned and operated station, ESPN Radio 1017, KQTM FM, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque.